In the fields of Herat, the end of the saffron harvesting is often marked by children from nearby villages coming to pick what's left for pocket money. For there is real value in these small purple flowers of the crocus family that yield the world's most expensive spice. Since its introduction from neighbouring Iran, saffron cultivation has boomed in this province in recent years. And its value to Afghanistan, given its current economic plight, has never been more important. For saffron producers, the turmoil of the Taliban takeover has caused disruption for the shipping and banking services they need for exports. But, they say, at least there isn't the same corruption they faced under the old government.
Problems with the banking system are a big issue for businesses, but I think we face less bureaucratic interference, and in the long term I'm optimistic about the future.
Extracting the precious filaments from the flowers, processing the individual threads to remove impurities, then sorting them into different grades requires painstaking attention. It's a role traditionally carried out by women, while men do the work in the fields. Despite concerns the Taliban might try to stop women from working, producers we spoke to say there's been no problem so far. And that's good for the wider social significance of this spice. In the last couple of decades, it's been promoted as an alternative to growing poppies for the opium trade, a trend helped by saffron's rising international price.
And of course, there will be some interest from the other provinces. Whenever they see that the price is really high, of course, there will be interest to they bring also their land under the cultivation of the flowering. Yes, the saffron.
As a lucrative alternative to poppy production, saffron cultivation was encouraged across Afghanistan by the previous administration. It stands as one of its more successful legacies. But the vast majority of the country's saffron and the best quality spice still originates from the fields of Herat. It's been recognized by international awards as among the best in the world.
I export to more than 27 countries, and I know that saffron can change the economic face of Afghanistan, and I know the soil in other provinces will also produce saffron.
Placing such trust in the powers of one tiny flower may be hoping for too much, but this is a country in need of any little help right now. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera, Herat, Afghanistan.